I want to know, have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? You never experienced it, you just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall in September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that needed to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself and I had a talk with Dr. Jesus, I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the night I can go, thank God! I can go anywhere! I can sit down to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't breathe. The only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words. Touch.
Touch me, Lord Jesus. Thy hand of mercy may be
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are here, Greenleaf Network Live Sanctuary. I'm so appreciative to have you in the building with me. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you want to join in tonight, you can. The number is 515-605-9329. But if you just want to listen in to what we got going on, that's fine as well. I am going to be doing Psalm 7 tonight. And with that, I'm going to give you a chance if you did, because I didn't get a chance to post it. So shout out to everybody who just tuned in anyway. So I didn't get a chance to do any posting. We're about to go on a heavy campaign as of tonight, so I'll repost the shows. But I'm going to be doing Psalm 7. So I'll give you a little bit just to get your situation together, get your Bibles, everything like that, ready for Psalm 7. But before then, I wanted to just do a prayer. A prayer. If you would, bow your head. Almighty God, you have kept us alive to praise and worship your holy name. You have gathered to thank you for your grace and praise in the house of the Lord. Your presence brings us strength, peace, and hope in our lives. While we may be sinners, we can be washed clean thoroughly through your mercy. May your grace aid us in our journey towards you. You have again called us together as a congregation to worship you. So thank you for the incredible privilege that we get each week of gathering as one, like a family, in your holy presence. Thank you for each Sunday you call us into dialogue with you, speak words of life to us, and we respond in praise and gratitude, as well as obedience. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name, creator of the heavens and the earth. We have gathered today to worship you. Come, Lord, and show up in your splendor and your might. Lord Jesus, we have no power of our own. To the great and mighty one, we honor you for creating this day. Father God, thank you for this new day. Thank you for your mercies. And thank you for your new every morning. Teach me so I can teach them the way. Transform my mind and my heart. Give me your eyes and your love for those I interact with today. In your name, I pray. Amen. All right, we're going to go back to a little bit more music, and we'll be back with Psalm 7.
Morning, when I roll
We are back, and I'm just speaking of the presence of the Lord and how he is so good, has been so good to me. Let me go ahead and read Psalm 7, and it goes, Oh Lord, my God, and I'm sorry, let me do it again. Oh Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from those who prosecute me and deliver me. Lest a tear me like a lion. Rendering me in pieces while there's no one to deliver. Oh, Lord, my God, if I've done this, if there is an edge in my hand, if I've repaid evil to him who has, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and take over me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Oh, rise, Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sake before return, O High, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. Just judge. And God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He's also prepared himself for instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity, conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now, I didn't really grasp of the meaning of that. So I wanted to break it down, and so this is how I broke it down to understand it a little better. So from verse 1 to 5, it's the innocent take refuge in God. And basically, David, who lived a perilous life, sought refuge from enemies, of finding safety and shelter. So in that, you would ask yourself, what little things do people typically seek refuge in? How can one truly take refuge in God if you're trying to? How do you do that? Do you have adversities or pursuers like David did? And, you know, so just a cross-reference. So Psalms 62, cross-reference for that would be to trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before him, and God is your refuge, is what you should take from that. For Psalm 91-4. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wing you will find refuge. Then I highlighted 27:5. He will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. Think about whatever is true, honorable, just pure, lovely, and commendable. And then 26:1-2 was, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked and my integrity. So now verses 6 through 11, God is righteous, his role as a judge. Okay, so what does verse 7 mean? David truly innocent, or is he being prideful? Is another question of Psalm 7, is what you're trying to figure out in that psalm. What did we learn about the end of the wicked and the righteousness in verse 9? You want to ask yourself, what does it mean when they say, my shield is with the Lord? If God feels indignant every day, shouldn't we? And if not, why don't we? Now from verses 12 to 16, a person's recap is really what they sow. You reap what you sow. So David acknowledges the principle of reaping what one sow, and actions have consequences. So in that, you want to ask yourself, how does this concept apply to our lives today? In other words, what choices are you making, and what harvest do you expect? And then lastly, verse 17 is basically David concludes by expressing gratitude. Despite challenges, he remains thankful. And the application in that should let us find refuge in God and trust in his justice. And so, seeds of righteousness. And like David, let gratitude fill our hearts. And you should try your hardest to remember David's declaration, which is, I take refuge in you. It reflects his unwavering faith in God. His serenity and his goodness. And I pray, may we too find strength and motivation in our faith and our journey.
I want to ask you a question. I want to know, have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? You never experienced it, you just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall in September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that needed to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself, then I had a talk with Dr. Jesus. I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room, no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the night I can go, thank God! I can go anywhere! I can sit down to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while I'm lying there, hospital. My body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't breathe. The only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words.
don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust you, or I may as well walk away. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tear yesterday. Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, yesterday.
I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to.
but I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shao Young. Young joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were going. When they turned their hands loose, the feet were going. It's just a light fire. It's just a light fire. Shut up in the bone. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at their whole mule. Walked over to him and said, brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Wave your hand and tell them for yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. John said to them, well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, God gave me all that land. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. 6 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacons, if I can't shout in your church, hold
I feel like going shouting, John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising, praising him.
Baptist Church where I pastored, and gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir, and I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible, read Mark the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse going down to the 41st verse, and in the context of these verses you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that we threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
tell your sister, don't moan. Review the story of two sisters. Love. want you and your sister, Mom.
So much. I appreciate you guys for tuning in with me. And I hope I touch somebody tonight. That's the goal. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you're tuning in. Tomorrow is Real Talk with Dr. Divine, so make sure you're tuning in for that. Don't miss that. We're here every day at 11 p.m. And make sure you check out the new Black Salmon drops. We got some other updates coming up. We're going to get out of here because we only got a couple minutes. So let me just give a last prayer before we go. Yeah, I can do that real quick. Bow your head. Dear God, this Sunday, you will again call to... Wait. Hold on. This Sunday, you call us together in congregation. We thank you for your incredible privilege we have each week of gathering as one family in your holy presence. Thank you each Sunday that you call us to your dialogue. Speak your words, your life to us. We respond in praise, gratitude, and obedience. Let us be renewed in Christ this and every Sunday as we worship you. We may live lives that please in your every way. And the light of Christ may shine even more brightly in our homes, workplaces, communities, and everywhere in the world. May you send us. God is really among us. In your name I pray. Amen. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Cause if you let him run, he won't.